Hi guys.
You're listening to Stuart Pink
on
Phoenix FM.
Ian Brasher joins me from Chelmsford Business Partnerships, the leading authority on ABBA.
Oh, I don't know about that. I know I was around when they had their first hits, but I don't think that makes me a leading authority.
No, we're talking about albums. It's funny, isn't it? We were just saying that how many people do we know who've actually listened to all the ABBA albums?
Well, yeah, I was one of those. That is true, but yeah.
See, that is the leading authority because I can't remember many of the album tracks. But then,
yeah, I know.
Single guy in it. Yeah. In every sense of the word. How are you, Ian?
I am very well, thank you.
Good, excellent. Nice to have you joining us on this glorious sunny day. You always bring the weather with you.
Well, you do try.
Yeah. I haven't seen you with a jumper yet. Some people bring bad weather. Andy, who's in at 6 o'clock, always brings bad weather. So I'm fully expecting it's going to start raining before you leave.
Well, you know, we have had a couple of spots of rain this afternoon, but it hasn't been much. So no. Sun has been shining pretty much since about 10 o'clock when I went up to the office after doing bits and pieces downstairs. But yeah, no, it's been full on sun for a lot of the day.
The sun shines on the righteous. Does it? I don't know. Either I'm not righteous or that's not true. I'm not sure how to take that. So Ian, you're joining us from Chelmsford Business Partnerships Trust, our regular catch-up.
Yes.
Just in case there's anybody who doesn't know what that is yet, can you tell us briefly what it is?
Okay, so Chelmsford Business Partnerships, we're an organisation that is helping to promote all of the lovely skills that are in our local business community so that we can make it bigger, better, stronger. Yes. So we want people to come along to connect with the kind of people that they need to either help them or that they can help. Talk with them, find out what it is that each other need, and then find a way to work it through and collaborate. So the connect, communicate, collaborate is right at the centre of everything we do.
Working together. Look at that. They always told us to do that in school, but no one did. And now we are.
Yes, we are.
Lots of big challenges for businesses locally then, and internationally and all sorts.
Yes, absolutely. And we've got two special events this month that are there to highlight and to help. The first one is on the 2nd of November, and we are teaming up with the NHS Here For You team. And what those guys do is they help support all health workers, whether they're NHS or private sector, whether they are in social care or just there purely voluntarily. And they've got a session on the 2nd of November just helping people with mental wellbeing and to see them through what is obviously a tough time for everyone in the healthcare sector.
Yes, excellent. That's aimed at anybody.
Anyone in the healthcare sector, pop on to either the website or onto our Eventbrite page, and the item is there for them to book onto.
Marvellous.
The second one, I mentioned it last time, it's the Eastern Cyber Resilience Centre. Their first event was a great success. Everyone that was on there loved it. We've got another one actually targeted at solicitors because they are a type of firm that people love to get information out of.
Oh, right, okay. There's... I was thinking because it was old school and it's all written down. I met my uncle was a solicitor and I went there once and there was so many bits of paper. It was 94.
Well, this is it. I mean, now that everything is being digitised, there's lots of information available for those nasty criminals online as well. So, and that's what they're attracted to. So this is a real interactive event and it's trying to get the guys from the ECRC to get information out there as to what they're hearing through the Home Office, what's coming through the system, but also they want to hear from the ground, from solicitors in the local area about what they are encountering, what they are having to focus on in terms of cyber security. So it's a two-way thing, very much a two-way thing.
That's the kind of thing in any field you're in, I guess. Nobody, unless you're in IT, really has much expertise in cyber. So good thing to collaborate
on. No, that is really, really important to everybody these days.
Excellent. So that's an event when?
3rd of November, that one. So two events on 2 days. We've got another special event, actually. This one is by one of our members. It's in the evening of the 10th of November. And it's what we call a Meet the Partnership event. And the firm of solicitors, funnily enough, in Chelmsford called Backhouse Solicitors, they're opening up at their offices to members of Shelmsford Business Partnerships, and also anyone who wants to come along and meet them. That's why it's called Meet the Partnerships. So if you want to know, again, more about that, the listing is on the Eventbrite page, or you can get to it through the website, and we'll give all the details at the end.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. The one thing that I do want to also mention as a special event is we've got our first full charity event coming up soon as well. That's on Friday, the 5th of November, and that is a curry afternoon.
Oh, lovely.
So go and have a two-course meal, which includes a curry and a dessert, and in doing so, you'll help support our charity of the year, which is Kids Inspire.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah, we've kind of lined up Catherine to come along to one of these events so she can tell us more in person about what Kids Inspire do, anything particular that they're trying to achieve.
And who's Catherine?
Catherine is one of the main fundraisers and one of the corporate fundraisers at Kids Inspire. So, yeah, she's kind of... She's one of the ladies in the know, and she can tell us. Yeah, she can tell us far better than I can about the special things that are coming up, the things that they might want particular help on. I know that it's not always about raising funds. Sometimes they need people on the ground to help do things.
Involvement.
Absolutely. So it can be either or.
Excellent. So curry afternoon.
Yes.
On the 5th of November.
Yep.
Bring your own fireworks. Oh, we have that often.
I think that will be something that you would need to do on your own. We haven't got the insurance for that particular type of event. So, that will be a spin off somewhere else. So.
Do your own thing.
Do your own thing.
Yeah. Candles, maybe.
Candles, yeah. Well, yeah.
We'll see.
It depends how dark it gets, I suppose, and depends whether the cricket club have paid the electric bill or not.
Yeah. If the lights are on, I'd probably best use those. Fabulous. So it's all going on, loads of events to take part in, as well as those big spectacular events. You're still doing the weekly kind of catch-ups, the breakfasts?
They're all going strong, yeah. No, I mean, we had our largest number at the breakfast over at the Brentwood Town Football Club just the other week. We had over 30 people in the room, which is...
Sell-out crowd.
Yeah, absolutely, pretty much ceiling. We wouldn't want to get many more people in there than that, particularly in the current environment. But also, it's sometimes something can get too big and you lose part of that whole purpose just being there. You can't get around a room of 100 people.
Yeah. You still want to connect with people.
You want to try and make sure that you get still a good mix of people in there. But if it's too big, it's difficult to get to know everybody. Now, there have been some people that have been going ever since the first meeting, and they've seen it grow from like 8 people to over 30 in a very short space of time.
Yeah, booming.
But so, yeah, absolutely fabulous. We've still got the business lunch at the Six Bells in Borum, and as I said last month, the last Tuesday of every month, so tomorrow night, in fact, we've got the new regular meeting down at the Action Coach offices at the Yorkshire Hall Hotel. So they're the in-person ones. The virtual events, still the same. First Friday is the breakfast at 8 a.m. The second Tuesday is the wellbeing event in the evening, which is 6:30, I believe. And the business lunch is the third Wednesday of every month. So sometimes these things do change, like maybe December because of...
something called Christmas.
People wanting to concentrate on more fun things, perhaps, which is quite understandable.
Bar humbug.
And I know you had Chris down here a couple of months ago talking about the YBOs. Now, they have fixed their regular meetings now. So once a fortnight, they're in person.
This is the Young Business Owners.
Young Business Owners, yeah.
Yes.
At the 92 Bar at Anglia Ruskin. Starting at 4:30, and that next meeting is on November the 3rd. And then the following week, there's a Zoom meeting starting at 6 o'clock on the Thursday. So it's in person on a Wednesday 1 week, on Zoom on the Thursday at 6 o'clock on the next week. That's a cycle for that. We're going to keep that up.
Nice. You don't have to be there in person for the Zoom.
Well, you can go in person for the...
Go in person, yeah. Well, what is it? Students in the bar. I mean, who would have thought it?
Ooh, I know which one I'm going to.
Absolutely.
Marvellous. All going on.
So
this is all part of Chelsea Business Partnerships, and you can still get involved with that. And if you're not already part of the gang, how do people get involved? Join the cartel.
Join the
club.
Cartel.
Let's call it a club.
The easy thing to do is look us up, find an event that you like, come along. Definitely until the end of the year, all of the virtual events are going to be free. There are some costs to the in-person events because there's food involved. So there'll
be such thing as a free lunch.
Unfortunately not. So we are a friendly bunch, believe it or not.
Yeah, they're all right, aren't they?
Yeah. And you know, the fact that, you know, in the last month we've gone from just under 70 members to just under 80 members proves that we are a likeable bunch.
Yeah. Not scared them away yet.
I know, it's marvellous. And you know, we collected freely from, you know, nice people again, loads of cards at the Brentwood Business Showcase last Wednesday. Excellent. We had a fabulous day, fabulous conversations with people, and we can tell that there is a real need for people to join up. And for some people, it's just finding the right time for them. We've got a few people in that situation. They said, "Yeah, I've just got to do this, then I'll join." And yeah. So we say, fine, you've got to manage everything yourself. We'll be happy to have you whenever you're ready, because, you know, we're talking to them. We know they're lovely people. We know that they've got a passion about something that they want to share, and that's great. That's what we want.
Yeah, the time is up to you, but you can, the doors are always open.
Absolutely.
Like a revolving door.
Well, hopefully they won't go in and come out again. Hopefully.
One way. When you can leave.
Yeah.
It's not quite the Hotel California.
No, it's not quite. No. Absolutely. God, that takes me back. Hotel California, yeah.
Excellent. So the end of the year is coming, whether we like to mention the C word or not. But what sort of is going on next year? Are we making plans for a massive 2022?
Yes, there are some exciting things happening in 2022. One of the members,
scoop here.
Yeah, one of the members we've got joining us is has got national plans themselves, and we are getting in right on the bottom drawer of that organisation and getting them involved with Chelmsford Business Partnerships, and hopefully opening up everything that they will have to people. And it's, you know, we're talking about eco stuff before we came on air. It's all eco-friendly stuff, which really fits with our social responsibility aspect of what we want to be able to attain through Chelmsford Business Partnerships as well. So that'll be something to look out for. The education program will kick off. There'll be lots of things being finalised over the next 6 to 8 weeks. So that, you know, when we come back, if not January, definitely February, this is what, you know, the final plans about, you know, when will these things start. But we've done all of the member forums. We know what people want to hear about first. And then there are certain things that we feel we have a duty to impart as well.
Yeah.
So there will be a little bit of a mixture, but most of it will be, this is what the people have asked for. So that's what they get.
It's what they wanted. It's what they're going to get.
Mm.
Excellent. Marvellous. By request and everything. So it's all coming in 2022. There's loads happening now. Where can people find all this information, Ian? And come and join in.
Come and join in. Yes, do feel free to come and join in. So the website is www.chelmsfordbusinesspartnerships.org.uk. Our email address, if you want to ask a question, is info@chelmsfordbusinesspartnerships.org.uk. And on Eventbrite, you can follow us just by typing in Chelmsford Business Partnerships into Eventbrite, and you will see all of the events on our page.
Excellent. It's all there.
It's all there.
Come and join in.
We have tried our best.
And it's looking swish, the website, every time you go on it, it's like, oh, is this looking fancy?
Yeah, there you go.
See, it's all coming together. Amazing. Ian, as always, thank you for coming in.
It's not a problem.
Sharing your wisdom, and I look forward to zooming in soon.
Be happy to come back again next month.
Excellent, we'll do it all again.
Hey.
Hey, I'll see if ABBA can get us another song out for us. I'll have a word.
Well, you can pull that string.
I can put it, there's no one at the other end. See you later.
See you later.
Phoenix 98FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area, and listen to great radio online.